Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am getting older. We've established that, I think. But I'm also, I make my way back into younger society every once in a while, and I don't know how to behave. I need to ask you guys, I guess.
Hold on. I'll see myself out. You two have a good talk. Younger society.
You're the other side of it. We're like the devil and the angel on his shoulder.
Yeah. Don't work your way back into the younger society.
Don't
screw them. Why would you want to?
Well, because every once in a while we get like an opportunity. Like we have family in town, so they're staying with the kids or something. So we just have my wife and I have a Saturday to kill, and we love just going to a mall. Like we haven't been to a mall in forever. Like where we haven't had to lug the stroller and the diaper bag and like keep track of the kids. Like we could just go.
That's really what you do with your time.
I know you hate it. But it's fun. The malls are, especially here, the malls are awesome. They have everything.
Am I allowed to talk?
Yeah. Would you consider that an older trait or a younger trait?
I know that, okay, it's super old because there was a time when there wasn't TikTok and
Amazon and other things,
you know, just other things to entertain your eyes or your brain and other ways to buy items. But I know that the Z's are bringing malls back. But I don't understand why.
Yeah, because like lots of young people in the mall.
As an adjacency, I remember Aaron having this weird problem recently, and I just had it at Starbucks. I'm walking out of Starbucks, and there's like 4 Cherry Creek High School girls mm-hmm. standing there, and you know what they're doing? Taking pictures.
When have I had a...
With a real camera.
Oh, yeah, no, that's cool.
I'm like... You guys?
I literally bought my nephew a camera for your...
So stupid.
Mm. Like just a digital one?
Your phone is way better than the stupid Cybershot that you dug out of your mom's... Oh, my
but
God.
But it's fun.
It's... Oh, my God. That's so stupid. It's like you with vinyl. You cannot pretend that vinyl's better. It's not better. Digital preserves more of the information.
Yes, the quality is better, but overall, the experience that comes with vinyl is better.
Is better how? Because you get to hear the... when you put the thing down?
Yeah.
How about I just put that on the beginning of all your CDs? It's so stupid.
Yeah, just break an AirPod. Yeah, it'll kind of do that.
Yeah! All right, so, I'm sorry, but
it's okay. So we decide we're gonna go to a mall because we like walking around. We're mall people. We were bred on the malls. Like we grew up going to malls. So we go to Cherry Creek and we're walking. And I also like being around rich people. So we're knocking two boxes.
They're so rich that they're willing to pay to park.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Dude, we were walking by the Rolex store, and a guy came out with his son, and the son yells out to the mom who was walking in the aisle. She goes, "Mom, Dad just bought a Rolex," and it's like, "You just made that purchase without even talking." Like this, these are my people. I want to be like, this is what I want to be around.
Oh my God,
people who are living
he
like this.
He is single right now.
Perhaps, yeah, probably.
He's definitely single.
So we go to Cherry Creek and we decide to go to Abercrombie, right? Which is younger, definitely younger when you walk in and you realize you're like, I'm way older than all the people working here.
For sure.
And we're going to try some things on. Now, we're married. Obviously, we have two beautiful kids. We've been married for almost a decade at this point. But it gets to, they don't have a guys and a girls fitting room, right? They have a couple different ones, but it's not like labeled like men with. So we're in line and it's like, can we go into the fitting room together? Because we're just literally going to try on. Into the same one. Because I'm just going to try on these jeans and she's going to try on whatever.
And you might want their opinion.
Right.
No, that's when you step out. No.
Anything I put on, but she needs to see it.
They assume that you're boinking in there. No.
They are going to assume that, but stepping out of the fitting room, I don't know the last time I actually tried on something in a store because when you step out of the curtain or open up the door that's barely long enough to cover your body.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so embarrassing. Why? It's almost like the walk of shame because you're like,
no, it's not.
Does this look good
yes,
on me?
I hate it.
I agree. And then there's always a line of people waiting too. And they're like, hurry up. Like, it looks terrible. Just take it off.
You know? Did they let you try stuff on?
They do. Yeah. Yeah. With the very young, very attractive guy working back who's definitely just... like a lifeguard somewhere, you know, just you know, like, I need to get out of here. I'm just fat and I'm old.
I told you, when I went in there, they were like, who are you shopping for? A niece, a nephew?
Mm.
And I was like, oh, I see what we're doing. So I'm just going to I'll buy mediums and I'll bring them back if they don't fit. But I was not about to go, yes, it's for my son. May I try it on? We're about the same size. So I've never tried anything on an Abercrombie because they did make me feel like crap. Same with
really?
Hollister. Hollister was like,
yeah.
Is it somebody's birthday? I was like, yeah, mine.
Treating myself.
All right. So you're going in and you're boinking your wife.
Well, so I'm debating. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I think it's normal because like we used to go in like with our parents or whatever. But
that is completely, you don't have relations with your
kids. Anything, like I say, if I'm trying these jeans on, they're to show my wife to be like, what do you think? I'm not going to look at them myself. I don't care.
You
like,
need to
I need
to spring it on her. You need to come out and go, bam, here's me
but
in the
there's
jeans.
Also a big line of people. And it's like, it's going to be way quicker if we can just try these on.
Nope,
blah, blah.
You're in.
Well, I chickened out. We didn't do it. Because I said the same thing. I'm like, they're going to think we're boinking. These kids are going to, they know what's up.
They
like,
can tell this is your first time away from your kids.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to flex on them a little bit. Like, yeah, I'm having sex, all right? But we didn't. So okay. Then I'm waiting in line. And now it's getting to the part where people behind me, a door opens. And they're like, are you going to take that? And it's like, no, you go ahead because I'm waiting for my wife and I'm going to take her room when she's done. Now we're sharing the room, but just not at the same time. So it's getting awkward. And then I see a couple the same age as us just comes out of the fitting room, just walks. Uh-uh. And it's like, oh, no. I guess it was normal. I guess.
No, it's not.
No
normal.
One thought.
I'm sorry.
They didn't even look disheveled. They were
so are you
quick.
Asking our opinion? Yeah, or are you asking the listener's opinion? Whose opinion? Because I can already tell Aaron's going to just be adjacent to like, no, the opposite of me. You think it's normal to go in together?
I have no idea what's normal because I refuse to use them because I don't want to.
Right.
Right. So, okay. So therefore, I don't care.
But you would go in?
It wouldn't bug me, no.
I feel like I caused a bigger scene by not going in because now the line's getting weird and people are looking at me and it's like, and then she comes out. I'm like, well, now I'm taking that room and then she's waiting and then I have to do the whole like, what do you think? And she's like, well, hold them up and you can see my belly. It's like, it's all embarrassing, you know?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.